Can yoga tantric poses enhance your energy? The first idea that comes to mind when I hear the word tantra is that it is a spiritual practice that involves the use of sexual energy to reach a higher state of consciousness. Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. Most beginners would say that they want to improve their sex life or add more spice to it. They might also say that they want to get better at communicating with their partner or become more intimate with them. Some might also want to learn more about different sexual positions to increase their satisfaction. Tantra is not what most people think it is. The question then becomes, what is it? The answer is complicated. What Tantra means? Tantra is an esoteric tradition with roots in Hindu and Buddhist philosophy. It is rich in spiritual technologies, techniques, and practices that are clearly defined in a collection of scriptures dating back to ancient times. The word tantra is believed to be made up of two Sanskrit words, tanatai, expansion, and rayatai, liberation. Tantra, then, can be interpreted as meaning the liberation of energy and expansion of the consciousness beyond its gross form. In other words, tantra is a method to expand the mind and liberate the dormant potential energy, and its principles form the basis of all authentic yogic practices. Tantra can be defined as a web or network referencing the universal truth that everything in our reality is interconnected. In short, and as a very simplified definition, we can define Tantra according to two primary and fundamental principles. Tantra is the science and study of energy. Tantra is a comprehensive spiritual path for the evolution of the human soul and consciousness. What Tantra is not? Tantra is not sex. It's important to know that Tantra is not sex. While there are teachings that address sex and sexuality within the breadth of all that is Tantra, these are not the basis of this system. In fact, the Tantric sex teachings represent only 5%, 10% of the Tantric knowledge. Tantra is not just about sexuality, there are many other areas that it covers. Think of the world of Tantra as an old, strong tree with many branches. Tantric sex is just one of those branches, and it plays an important role in making the tree strong and complete. Tantra is not a religion. Tantra does not belong to any one religion, it is a spiritual system that anyone can follow, as long as they have the right attitude and are willing to commit to it. Religions are designed to appeal to the masses, while Tantra is only for the select few. The Tantric texts are deliberately written in an unclear way, so that only people who have shown that they have reached a high level of spiritual development can understand them. The true Tantric teachings were always kept secret and passed on by word of mouth from teacher to student after a long time of preparation, practice, and cleansing. Nowadays, these valuable spiritual insights are more available to people searching for them than they were in the past. There is no room for dogma or creed in the Tantric tradition. Tantra is a self-science, a practical study of the self. This means that the teachings and techniques are transmitted to the practitioner by the master, but it is ultimately up to the individual to do his or her own spiritual practice to realize the benefits and results of the techniques provided. Where does Tantra come from? There is a great debate about the origins, history, and practice of Yoga Tantric. Some people believe that it is a body of knowledge that is complex and at times controversial. The text suggests that the spiritual system of India is ancient, dating back 3,000 to 5,000 years ago. This system provides answers and explanations related to energy, deities, the universe, reality, yoga, philosophy, and metaphysics. How Tantra came westward. Against this backdrop, Westerners became increasingly interested in the teachings of Tantra. Tantra's first appearance in the Western world is believed to be in the 1800s, when its key concepts were first presented to inquisitive scholars. In the 1960s and 1970s, the spiritual revival and sexual liberation of the hippie movement sparked greater interest in Tantra among Westerners. The sexual teachings of Tantra became very appealing to this generation, and as a result, the spiritual side of Tantra was not as well known. This continues to be a problem, with few people being able to learn about the whole thing, not just the sexual part. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com and discover the 7 Yoga Tantric Postures to Increase Feelings of Freedom and Self-Trust. With how-to videos. Just click the link below the video.